This week in nerdy news, this is LTNN. Play-Doh is releasing a new adult line of the putty called Play-Doh for grown-ups and includes interesting new scents, including overpriced latte, mom jeans, grill king, dad sneakers, spa day, and Lord of the Lawn. The new products are meant to evoke everyday things that bring adults joy, like brand new shoes, cooked steak, and freshly cut grass. I don't know. In reality, I'm sure these are just novelties that are actually going to rake in the dough. They are on pre-order right now for $10.99 apiece. According to Entertainment Weekly, Jim Gaffigan is set to be the voice of Thunderbolt, the genie-like entity residing inside the pink pen introduced early on in Stargirl's first season. The wishes the Thunderbolt grants often cause more trouble than the wish-asker would ever expect. But despite his somewhat constant supernatural disasters, the Thunderbolt's heart is always in the right place. But with Jim Gaffigan at the helm of this character, I suspect we'll see a new side of Thunderbolt, maybe with an affinity for Hot Pockets! Disney has delayed Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy. It was originally set to premiere on December 11th of this year, but for the time being has no official release date. Free Guy is a movie set to follow Ryan Reynolds as a non-playable character in a video game who suddenly becomes self-aware. Sounds like me most Monday mornings. And lastly, listen to this.
I should have never trusted this guy.
This is insane. He was dead when I found him. Gotta believe me.
Shut up.
That's enough, Green. Death of Orange left me in charge, so stand down. We cannot afford another mistake, all right? Clearly, the imposter is still among us.
Yeah, I know he is, Captain. He's sitting right there in front of us.
If I remember correctly, you were very vocal about blaming Purple. Now, obviously, she was innocent. So that puts you under suspicion as well.
Oh, that's right. You're hearing it correctly. If you're a fan of the hit sci-fi game Among Us, which heavily references and evokes sci-fi classics like The Thing and Alien, we've got a great short film that you'll want to check out today. Even if you haven't played the game or aren't familiar with it, it's still a cool and suspenseful short film worth watching. Produced by German filmmakers Jay and Aria, it is a fantastic, believable, and yet true to the game recreation of the story behind the game. I say go to YouTube right now and check it out. That is going to do it for this week in nerdy news. I've been station manager Matt, and this is LTNN.